Hey everyone, thanks for joining us for the Your Daily Prayer podcast. We hope these few moments of prayer and reflection are encouraging to you as you go about your day. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast. To find more prayers, devotional content, and blog posts, we would love for you to join us at ibelieve.com.
Prayer for Reading God's Word by Wendy Pope. Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path. Psalm 119:105. For a long season of my life, I was a carrier of God's word. I read the Bible during church when the pastor would preach, and I made sure to read enough to fill in my blanks for Bible study. But to read, highlight, and apply scripture to my life was foreign to me. How could I, a C student, ever understand the Bible? I wanted to be one of those women who highlighted and applied, but I didn't even know where to start. Then, our local Christian radio station challenged the listener audience to follow a one-year Bible reading plan. I couldn't fathom reading the whole Bible, much less in only a year. In an effort to calm my fears, I took a trip to my local Christian bookstore, thinking, if I'm going to read the whole Bible, certainly I need a new Bible to read. For what seemed like hours, I previewed various types of Bibles in an array of colors, styles, and formats. Just when I was about to give up, I pulled a chronological Bible from the shelf. The format intrigued me. Short readings, an easy-to-follow daily plan, an attractive cover, and the best part, knowing I would read the Bible in the order the events occurred. Yes, this was the Bible for me. Slowly, I began to understand the Bible as the ultimate guide to life. As Psalm 119 reminds us, "Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path." I read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, but not without stumbling. The year taught me so much. I learned Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy are difficult to read in some parts. I learned it's necessary to read the Old Testament to really appreciate the wonderful sacrifice Jesus made for me, as described in the New Testament. Lastly, I learned it's okay if I don't understand the whole Bible. God will continue to reveal things to me as I continue to make His Word a priority. Now, after reading a chronological Bible, I am no longer just a carrier of the Word. I am a lover of the Word. If you've always wanted to read through the Bible, but desired a friend to come alongside you for support, I pray you'll take the same challenge and dig into God's Word this year. Let's pray. Dear God, I admit that reading the Bible is challenging for me, yet I desire to be more than a carrier of your word. Give me a hunger and a thirst for your truth. Lead me by the power of your Spirit to study and apply your word to my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Do you want to better understand the Bible and give biblical answers to those who ask you about your faith? Hi, this is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reasoning Podcast Show. Listen to us weekly as we bring the truth often found in the ivory towers of seminary down to the steeple towers of the local church. Join me along with many of the nation's top theologians as we offer answers to life tough questions from an apologetic perspective. Subscribe to the show at lifeaudio.com.